Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave
and Mahoney.
Dave. Yeah, Dave.
Right, man. Dave
and Mahoney.
Never mind that shit. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show with some bad news?
All right, let's take the over-under. A little survey here amongst the room because a study was done. Adults can only go 5 hours without a phone. Over or under for you, Audrey?
No, I could go, I could go over that for sure.
Over 5 hours?
Yes.
Under for me, no way. Why would I ever do that?
If I'm on vacation, I can do the over. If not, there's no chance. Like, if I'm on a cruise,
yeah,
that's the only time. Or
because
vacation.
You're intentionally cut off.
Yeah. That's why I like cruises, is because you can't get a hold of me.
Even on vacation. Literally everything's on my phone. I take my pictures on my phone. I do research on my phone. If I'm on vacation, I want to know where I'm going, unless it is like I'm on a boat and they're just taking me somewhere.
But think about how many hours 5 hours is. You're not on it continuously for 5 hours straight. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
you could have
a 5 hour just like lull to prove to myself that I can.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I did it last night while I was sleeping. There you go. Done.
Proud of you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You are a
cut
hero.
Myself off.
See, this is why we all need landlines, because then you wouldn't have to worry.
Oh, my God. If you start with this landline thing again, I'm going to...
About getting a cell phone, you know? Like, everybody who would need to contact you...
Audrey, there is nothing good about landlines.
You would have to get
the same thing as a cell phone, just more inconvenient.
And if you wanted to call somebody, you'd have to look their number up on your cell phone.
No.
Yes.
You don't have a phone book.
Everybody who needs to reach me. Nobody calls me, by the way.
And no one's going to answer your phone call from your dumb landline, because nobody has it stored in there, because that's not your number.
It's not
Ooh,
your
but
number.
How nice would it be to get a new number?
Not at all.
No.
Oh, my God, I want a new number so bad.
Why?
Do you just block numbers?
No. It has nothing to do with, like, the people who have access to me, because nobody's, like, really texting me or calling me like that. But it has, the iCloud has had the same number since, I've had this phone number since I was 16 years old.
Okay.
So all of the phone numbers since 16, they're not properly in there. Like, at one point I was a big caps girl, so like some names are in all caps.
I know exactly what you mean. So
none of them are right, and I can't go through. I have thousands of contacts.
But
it drives me nuts.
The latest Apple update synced a lot of that stuff, didn't it?
It
combined, it takes duplicates and all of that, because same thing for me, you know, had this phone number forever, contacts
15
forever.
15 years. Yeah.
But back to the back in the day where the names were put in reverse because you used to put the last name in first in a lot of instances in some cell phone iterations. I don't know if that was like a BlackBerry thing or whatever it was.
I think you're right.
But had the same number forever, but not to the point where I want a totally disconnected phone. It's not going to solve the problem of your phone book being a mess. You're still going to have to look up phone numbers, but now you have to look up every single
one. Or write
one.
Them down.
Yeah.
What I want to do is...
You look so disappointed.
Which
I'm sorry.
I'm curious if...
Landline.
Crap,
I think it's fun. I think it'd be fun.
I don't know if
it's not.
Maybe. I'll never know.
Does your wife, Dave... Because every year we send out our Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are obviously when we address and send out the most letters at any point during the year.
Sure.
Just because... When else would we send a piece of mail to anybody? Does your wife use a service that she has all the addresses for everybody in a database that they do it for you?
She handwrites each one.
So is my wife.
Love.
But I was like, why don't we just take
an Excel sheet or something?
No.
And then you send it to those companies?
Well, I forget what, Mint or whatever the other
Minted
one is.
And then, I don't know.
Photo Bucket. Not Photo Bucket.
We know what you're talking about.
There's
about.
Another one.
Yeah. The bucket. It's the bucket.
It's something.
Something bucket.
Something photo.
Photo.
But you,
perhaps
I think there's you can put in an address book and just it automatically will mail them out for you, so you don't have to sit there and write them out. But I would rather just type that in once.
No, she writes them out.
So does my wife.
See,
I feel like that's so inefficient.
You eliminate so much error, because I remember whenever I got married the first time, I went through the Knot, and the Knot messed up more than half of my invites. And it's okay. They didn't. I got divorced anyway, so it wasn't like they were going to come. But
save some time.
Save some time and
fine.
Some money. But for real though, they messed up half of them, and I think it's just because those automated services, if you mistype a single letter or whatever.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, it's just a nightmare.
But I just don't want to sit there and write.
But
stuff
you're not
out.
Having to. It's your wifey.
Yeah, but I got to hear about it.
No, you don't.
you don't think
about those cards at all.
I think about them. I take the photo every year.
You take the photo, and then that's it.
Edit it.
Do you make the list of who they go to? Because I didn't know that there was like such high Christmas card drama. And I know that
you don't
send
us a card.
Of course, we send you a card.
No, I'm just saying we usually get your card first because your wife sends it out. Like my wife, very good about early.
When but did you guys like, start doing cards?
Wouldn't you have
like
ago.
Year one
with the wives?
Yeah.
No, it's. For us, I don't think we did cards kids. Until the kids came.
Your first
along.
One was yeah. like with your
with Sienna,
your daughter. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
your first daughter,
Mahoney. To you? When did you guys start doing cards?
I think
he copied us. You know,
no, I started the year before because I got the nice camera. They were like, you should take some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, all right.
You're a Christmas card hipster. Got it. You're the first one ever sent one of those out.
That's right. No, but like I think we're on like year 7 or 8.
So 2 years in.
Do you enjoy it at this point?
We're like 4 years into our relationship. Yeah, I like it because it's a good picture. Because we make a photo book every year, like of 2022, 2023, you know, going back to literally the first year we started dating.
Like a separate book, like a
yeah.
hard book that sits on a coffee table.
And the same people who send out our photo Christmas cards do those books. I can't remember the name of it, but
Minted.
It's something like that.
It is.
But we have all those like each year documented. And it's nice to be able to go back and look through it. And it's not like the...
You ever thumb through like 2020 and be like, dang, what a crappy year.
There's some... You go back and you look through it, though. There was some good stuff that year, though.
Was there?
Yeah, like me drinking in the backyard
for four months in a row.
That's a good time.
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Boy, somebody is in big trouble. There was a cocaine bust. And I feel like we haven't had one of these... In a little while, it seemed like for...
How much cocaine are we talking about, Dave?
It's a lot of cocaine. It's $23.5 million worth of cocaine.
I mean, people be doing cocaine.
It's
more, it doesn't feel like that much worth of cocaine.
It's more than a literal ton of cocaine.
Wait, you could buy... what was a ton? 3,000 pounds? 2,000 pounds. What is a ton? 2,000 pounds?
That's a truck.
Yeah, it's a whole ass pickup truck full of cocaine.
What is a ton in pounds? Also, I'm glad they're not using kilos. 2,000 pounds is the
2,000 pounds.
Because you know what?
$23 million.
This is America. We use a made-up, non-easy-to-remember system of links.
That's different than everyone else for no reason at all.
Bitch.
Look at us.
Suck it, world.
That's right.
Nobody likes you.
It's tough here. It's
federal agent seized a cocaine shipment in excess of a ton aboard a ship on its way to Puerto Rico.
It wasn't on the way to America?
I guess Puerto Rico's America.
But, I mean, still, it's America.
It's not to go into Florida.
The cocaine shipment was estimated street value $23.5 million. The ship was first identified using an enforcement aircraft. During the surveillance, three people were determined to be on board. The cocaine shipment was divided into 36 bales. The DEA and Homeland Security investigations were able to take the cocaine and suspects into custody. They say that it was... headed towards Puerto Rico and the neighboring Dominican Republic as the primary destinations, and then it was also going to be shipped across the Caribbean from South America into the United States.
Cool. You know what? I feel like we need more ideas. So can we bring more cocaine than, 2,000 pounds worth of cocaine? I feel like our nation needs more idea, guys.
Yeah.
I think more idea, guys, is what we need to progress
around
forward.
An idea person on cocaine?
Their teeth basically gone. So much grinding.
Also, because I have, and I've never heard a good idea from a cocaine idea person. Lots of ideas, not a single good one.
Well, but you know what? They're the launch point. You know, like
they
need the other people who are on a little less cocaine around them to really,
kind of bounce things off.
Exactly. Like the writing room of people.
So they're just the spark to get things going.
I just think that we need some more coke in our great nation.
Okay,
bring it on over.
Sure.
What could be? You know,
what could go wrong?
I don't think anything.
I don't know. I've never bought cocaine, so I don't know.
You've never bought cocaine?
He always gets it for free, Dave. He's so pretty.
Because he's so hot. Goes to the club where the free table's waiting, just full of cocaine.
Do you need this mini shovel straight to your nose, sir?
But according to the math that they're using, and this is what I'm always interested in this. They're saying a pound of cocaine is worth $50,000. That seems... Does that seem right?
a pound of cocaine is $50,000.
Yeah, so 2,000 pounds would be $25 million. So
how much is coke worth?
Excuse me, no. $50,000 an ounce, $850,000 a pound.
And that's probably the
that
pure
can't be
version.
Right. You can't. A pound of cocaine is not $800,000.
But think about a pound of cocaine and then you split it.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just, it just feels like.
You put all that wax in
it. Feels
in
like,
it.
You know, how rich people launder money with.
What kind of math are you doing here, man?
So it's 2,000 pounds of cocaine. They found a ton.
Yes.
So
23.5 million
each
divided pound, by 2,000, which means each pound is worth $11,750. This is why we can't give you a calculator.
And do math on air.
Because you're like, each pound is worth $1 billion.
He needs coke.
I'm writing it off on my taxes.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's one thing that's still on your bucket list?
Message deleted.
Do you guys have bucket lists? I do not. So I think I'm the wrong person to ask about this. Like, there's stuff that obviously I want to do, places I want to go. I think about destinations, and Scotland has always been on the list. There's a lot of heritage there for me, and so like, I think that would be awesome, but it's not like on my bucket list. Like, if I were to die tomorrow, I wouldn't be like laying there dying going, I never made it to the homeland. Who cares, right? It would just be cool. Like, I like castles and drinking, so Scotland seems awesome.
I mean, castles kind of look are cool to look at, but like actually like sleeping on a castle,
it depends. Like, I've seen,
has it been Chip and Joanna Gaines retrofitted?
Yeah. If you got some shiplap and a modern bathroom, we're cool. If not, I'll be at the Holiday Inn Express.
I don't have a bucket list either, Dave, because I think that's kind of weird. It's almost like doomsday-esque to me, like anticipating the end always, so you need to get everything done before then. I mean, I know a lot of people have like skydiving on their list, which just feels like you're gonna die doing skydiving.
Probably the easiest way to die.
Yeah.
And it hurts, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, when it's coming.
Yeah, when they pull the ripcord, it just yanks right on your junk, essentially. It sucks.
I have actually been gaslit into thinking that I'm an idiot for not wanting to skydive.
No.
Many people are like, what do you mean you're doing a skydive? I'm like, because I don't want to jump out of a plane.
It's fine and for some people, but the people that are really into it, everyone that I know that is really into it gets seriously injured.
When I want to strap a man to my back, I don't want to be in the sky. I want my 2 feet firmly on the ground.
You want to benefit from gravity. If
exactly.
You know what I mean.
That's right.
That's the same thing. Like, I've never been bungee jumping, and I have no desire to go bungee jumping just because
I know most of them are run by carnies.
Yes. Well, same thing with hot air balloons. No desire. Sky carnies. You would. You take a hot air balloon over the place that you most
Google
recently
hot air
went
balloon
hiking.
Audrey.
I'm not looking at you both. I'm closing my eyes because I know you're trying to weigh me out of a landline.
That's
and
the most dangerous out of all of the things you just listed.
So, okay, but the hot air balloon, what about the ones where you're on the ground and then all of the hot air balloons are like going off into the distance?
So if you're just looking at them, yeah, that's probably safer than getting in one driven by a sky car.
Sure. Okay. Then I will be fine with just hot air balloons in the background of my photo.
See, we have no problem with hot air balloons in the sky. We agree. Like, some of those festivals are gorgeous.
Beautiful.
But the problem is there's morons constantly stopping on
the
highway to take pictures or not paying attention.
That was me.
And
there are a fair amount of sky carnies.
We had a dude call in to the show one day talking about how it was essentially him and all of his buddies that had no training whatsoever that were the sky carnies that were flying the hot air balloons. And they would talk about the tricks that they would do where they would try to buzz bodies of water. So, like, let's say you were flying over a golf course, they would get as close to the pond as possible so they could skim the top of it. And then
you end up in a power line.
Then
and
that
everybody's
has
dead.
Happened numerous times as well.
It's real sad.
Yeah. Hot air balloons
how is
and
that
bungee
even legal?
Jumping can kick rocks.
So,
because it's like motorcycles, like, you're probably only going to hurt yourself type thing.
I mean, yeah, the chances of one of them falling on somebody, I don't know if anybody's ever, or at least, I mean, I'm sure it's happened at some point where a hot air balloon has fallen out of the sky and landed on somebody and killed somebody.
I feel like you could get out of the way, though. Like, if you saw a hot air balloon falling, you'd be like,
just take a step to the right.
Step over here. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What I was saying is,
I just changed my mind. I want to step to the other side. Still plenty of time.
We as dudes did so many stupid things that we probably should be dead by at our age, Dave.
Yes, oh, for sure.
Yes.
Jackass was a thing.
Well, not even before that. Like, I mean, before Jackass was a thing, like, we were still doing those Jackass things, just didn't know.
We grew up in a time where there wasn't the modern safety precautions that there are now. Like, when, like, growing up, our entire youth, I don't ever remember.
Fire, rocks.
Seatbelts or car seats.
Nah, man.
We would just be in a gigantic station wagon, dude, just thrown in there with all the other kids.
Facing backwards.
The ones facing backwards in a giant
metal box.
We'd
be in the back of my mom's. She had a cab on the back of her Silverado pickup truck. And we'd just be in the back of there, no seatbelts. It was just a different time. But, man, this is how bad it's gotten. I had a dream, I think it was like two nights ago, of somebody falling on accident and getting a head injury and like locking up, you know, like
you are so paranoid in this life,
dude. But it's just like, but you think about that
dreaming about head. Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. I was like me watching it happen.
Did you do anything to help this poor person?
Somebody's got a traumatic head injury. What can I do? Like, oh, that sucks. You know, I mean, what do I do?
But you're in a dream. You could have been the hero.
You could have been a hero.
I'm not a neurosurgeon.
Even his dreams are realistic.
He's like, nope, not going to do that.
Crack open this beer and watch. See if they bleed out.
Calls his wife.
Baby. Hey, baby.
I was like, I hope we got to call somebody, but I can't do anything here.
Did you even call 911 in your dream?
Nah, I woke up shortly after.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's something that people think is childish that you are still enjoying doing?
Message deleted.
Video games.
Cartoons.
I mean, I just picked up Mario Kart with my kids, and
is that reliving the spark?
I think it is probably pretty childish that I refuse to let them not just win, but like get anywhere close.
No, it's not childish. You're instilling a sense of competitiveness.
That's right.
And making them want to they're going to be good.
My 7-year-old daughter asked me yesterday, she goes, Daddy, why do you always win? And I said, because I'm the best at everything. She said, no, you're not.
You could say, you can try and get as close as you can in second
place.
See,
but I have a feeling, Dave.
Trying, nerd.
Your daughter's at that right age where she's, you know, she can like YouTube how to beat you at Mario Kart. Because you got to like...
That's what I want. Like, you're
not going to do that. You're not going to do that kind of research.
There ain't no gimmies. And wait till we get a basketball hoop outside. Rejecting
every shot.
Dude,
she's going to be taller than you.
I got to take advantage.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with?
Message deleted.
Money. Almost always.
Or used to be to move, but I have made it very clear over the last decade.
I also feel like we've aged out of that a little bit. It's like in your 20s, there's not even a question. It's not like, hey, will you help me move? It's like, hey, I helped you move 3 times. It's just a constant cycle of moving places. Mm-hmm. By the time in your 30s, it slows down a little bit. By the time you hit 40, if somebody asks you to move, you better be getting a messy divorce. Something.
And even then, I'll just give you money.
Yes.
I've told you this. Like, if your wife left you and you had to move, I would not move your stuff. I would give you money. Because it's my back.
Been in this situation before, and I did ask you, to help me move, and you didn't help me move.
You didn't need money at
give
that
me
time.
Money.
You didn't need. That was a good year for you. Fiscally, that was a good.
That was not a good
year
for me.
You. Yeah,
I mean,
pre-divorce it was, but yeah, prior to that, it was.
I was going to say no. There's no good.
That was a good year.
We were getting bonuses. You're getting divorced.
Yeah,
no. Nah. You're wasting all of your money.
I know he wasn't broke.
Just admit that you're a bad friend.
You were driving a BMW.
It was a huge BMW.
A BMW coupe.
It only had 2 doors.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So, Audrey, I'm going to give you the platform here because I know that these last 12 hours or so have been pretty tough on you. You want to say some words to Mahoney?
Mahoney, we are gathered here today. Well, out of obligation because we have to go to work. But also, aside from that, we are gathered here today out of love and compassion because I would like to formally apologize to you for the verbal slander against you and your potatoes. So, you sent us a photo yesterday to Dave and myself.
The way it started was that Mahoney told us during the show that he was going to make himself some potatoes for lunch. And we're like, well, that's interesting. Are you just going to have potatoes? To which he told us, yes, I'm going to have multiple baked potatoes.
I've been on a big baked potato kick lately.
But like, I mean,
But you also thought they were healthy.
Yes,
they are healthy.
Yesterday during the show, you just made a declaration that there is nothing else that you want to eat for the rest of the day. It is simply a plate of potatoes.
All I had.
And you say that they're healthy.
3 large russet potatoes.
Perhaps not.
I'll only use like 1/4 teaspoon or tablespoon of butter on that bitch.
Okay.
Each or?
No, total.
Total, okay.
Total. That's great. And one of them, I didn't even put any butter on. I just put lemon and potato and lemon. May not sound like a great combination,
it does
but
not.
It is.
It is. I'm not sure if I believe
so,
it. But you said that you were going to do this,
I
and
did.
Both Audrey and I gave you a look as if, like, what are you talking about? That sounds ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Well, and, people eat baked potatoes all the time, but, I mean, just the declaration of a potato-filled day was a little odd.
A plate full of multiple potatoes exclusively.
About 20 pounds of russet potatoes.
Okay. I'm sure you did.
12 bucks.
How long did it take you to cook the potatoes?
70 minutes.
Not too bad.
I put them in the oven.
Uh-huh.
In which I did feel a lot of... I put them in the oven, then I went for a walk around my neighborhood.
Look at how productive you're being. You are peak Mahoney
but
right now.
But I was very concerned that I was going to burn my house down.
So the entire time you were just sweating?
First off, it is very strange that you're paranoid about something, because normally you're not at all.
I mean, do potatoes
so
spontaneously
worrisome.
Combust? I mean, because
no,
I've rubbed them in oil.
You can put a potato into the oven and it'll be fine as it
this
was.
This is the first time I've ever put a potato in the oven without wrapping it in aluminum
did
foil.
Did you find yourself quickly walking in circles? Did you
I did the same lap many times.
Did
just
you like
to
just make sure
that
the house wasn't
the house,
on fire? Yeah,
checking the ring cameras.
Now, you do have ring cameras inside as well. Yeah, at any point during the walk, did you check your interior ring cameras to make sure there wasn't smoke?
Possibly.
Don't lie to me. So you did. How many times during your 70-minute walk?
I mean, just a couple, man.
Like two,
you know,
or
mad
a couple.
My wife
like,
would be if I burned down the house cooking potatoes.
No, that's very on brand for you. That's exactly how you'd expect the house to burn down if it was going to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that you were so worried about the potatoes combusting because you were lacking aluminum foil.
I forgot.
Not the thing that was going to make it blow up.
Don't put it in aluminum foil. It just explodes into a fireball
because
from
if you
hell.
Don't, if you do put them in the aluminum foil, you get the soft exterior.
Oh, yeah. You can't have the soft exterior.
If you rub it in oil, which I did.
Yeah,
it's
crispy.
Then I rubbed, gave it a little salt.
It's like a potato chip.
And then put it in the oven and cooked it like just straight out. It
when
was crisp
that,
on the outside,
when you were
soft on the inside, kind of like me.
In the oil, was there like kind of an intimate moment where you're like, I love you.
Did you spank it?
I'll tell you this. I don't like washing. Like, my hands were covered in olive oil. And trying to get that olive oil off was...
You got it on where?
On my hands. Because you had to, like, massage it into the potato.
You really...
could have just used it again.
Waddle to your office.
I don't think...
It's olive oil is really good for your skin.
I don't think it's good for that.
Why, it is.
Why is your wiener glistening?
It reduces the... Never mind.
Okay.
It's one of those good oils.
It's good for scars.
It's not a nut oil. So.
It's not a seed oil.
Oh, God.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
A fish, a lifestyle, and a haircut. This is Mullet Over with Dave and Mahoney.
Audrey grew up in Alabama and Kentucky, and so she certainly has the ability to sniff out a mullet when necessary. Mahoney, of course, from the great state of Missouri,
mm-hmm.
You also have the ability because you grew up around many mullets, especially on your summer vacations down to the Lake of the Ozarks. So I think that you guys will do just fine. We've got a total of three individuals that are featured today in Mullet Over. All of them sound like they certainly could have a mullet. Only one of them does. You guys trying to track down which one actually has the mullet.
We'll sniff this mullet out.
We got this.
First, I have the distinct pleasure of introducing you to a kung fu master, I believe self-ordained,
mm-hmm.
that is just simply going over some training videos.
Okay.
Troy offered to buy it from me for $250. I paid $20 for it. He thought I was trying to cheat him. One thing led to another, and before I knowed it, there was knives and guns, and they cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Mm. And forced me to eat it. Okay. Not a word, but in this case, I was completely for it. I feel like a lot of times people in the South, and it doesn't matter really in the country, wherever you are, you have like specific words that everyone's like, yep, that's the word. That's supposed to be there. Note it is supposed to be correct in that sentence for this man.
And Dave, you and I have been big fans of martial arts for many, many, many years. And one of the things we've learned about martial arts, it's about the combining of them. It's taking one skill set from one region, going to another, refining it. That's how we got Brazilian jiu-jitsu. you know, one of the most effective forms of martial arts right now. So I would love to see whatever this gentleman is bringing to, you know, like, is he adding Jello to judo, or is he, you know, is he
what, Mahoney? Some,
no, I'm just saying, like, this man is a pioneer.
He is a pioneer.
All right, let's hear the other one here. This is found footage of a guy teaching people how to build finger strength.
Oh,
very important.
I mean, this is important for climbers.
It's important
for
climbers.
No, it is.
Finger strength is important.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Can't be too safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to be dangling from rocks,
yeah,
it's
life and death.
Riding them rocks, you got to be ready to go.
You got to make sure it's strong.
Thump against the steering wheel. Thump hard. It's good for your strength. Once again, use different rhythmic configurations against whatever music you're playing or listening to. You know, slow, fast, or in between, which would be half-assed, I guess you'd call it.
So you guys have to make a decision. Is it our kung fu master who's talked about eating beards, or is it our gentleman that is focused on the finger strength?
Audrey, have your fingers ever gotten, like, tired? You ever like worn out? Really?
Yes.
Like, you were like, had to take a breath, like a knee?
From, like, myself?
I'm not
like
asking
from,
about
like, doing
that.
I
mean, like, I feel like I can move my fingers, like, sitting here typing, just like I'm moving, like, doing jazz hands,
mm-hmm.
which is, yeah, I've got fingerless
it's
gloves
like
on. Fingerless compression gloves as I do jazz hands right now. I don't feel like they would ever get tired. I feel like the cardio on my fingers could go for days.
See, you know what? That's a flex. And I just told you that mine do get tired, and you just threw it in my face that yours never do. So.
I'm sorry, Audrey.
I think if we're going to think about the gentleman who is out there using grip strength, I don't find him to have a mullet, just because the first guy just felt like so obvious that he would have a mullet. You know what I mean?
See, but he's got a beard. He had a beard that was fed to him. And I traditionally feel like if you are going to rock a mullet, you don't see a lot of mullet beard combinations. It's rare.
True.
It's rare.
Normally it's like clean shaven because you want all the attention
the
up top. That's right.
The business.
Yeah. Okay. Is that your answer then?
I'm going to go with the gentleman who is teaching us about finger strength having the mullet.
Audrey, you agree with
him? I'm sticking with number one,
You're sticking with number one. And Audrey, I've got some wonderful news. You lose again. Mahoney, congratulations. Yes, you
That's right. Play me off,
Mahoney.
What do you mean again?
I'm sorry. You've lost every game this week. Remember the super stupid spelling bee? Oh, Mahoney wins.
What's the Southern mixed martial arts master look like?
He looks like this.
Oh boy, he looks like Haley Joel Osment.
If Haley Joel Osment
got stung by a bunch of bees,
well, and our mullet man kind of—I mean, the picture here is—it's a screenshot. Kind of looks like a young Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh,
you know,
I mean, that is
is that a mullet?
Oh, 100% that.
Or is he just losing hair?
It's borderline skullet. Is still a subform of a mullet, which is acceptable.
I think he's just balding, y'all, and he's just letting it grow.
Don't you talk trash about this strong finger gentleman.
I mean, are his fingers even really strong, man?
There's only
one
way to find out.
Gross.
No.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
So we started today's Redneck Report with what ended up being a hostage situation. Gainesville sheriff's deputies received a call reporting a woman was at a bus stop holding a knife and was threatening to cut a man. Very specifically, she was threatening to cut off his penis.
At a bus stop?
At a bus stop. And to make matters much, much, much worse, the man did not know the woman. It was just a random thing. Like, look, the Lorena Bobbitt thing.
You get...
I understand.
He was beating her.
Obviously, don't condone cutting off anyone's junk, but...
Somebody's beating me, and your weenie's
out. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes,
because his weenie... Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
He was butt naked beating her up.
Yep.
That's something.
Well, he was drunk. He passed out.
He passed out.
Yeah. And well, and then she...
I like that she drove with it and just chucked it out the window into a cornfield.
I mean, she could probably get signed to an NFL team these days.
Probably. When they found her vehicle and tried to perform a traffic stop, she sped off, leading them on a five-minute chase. So she started off at this bus stop. She then was threatening this
man. She had a car? She's had a bus stop?
I don't understand. She ran into a home then, barricaded herself inside for several hours, eventually being taken in safely by the Gainesville Sheriff's Department. So well done. But scary situation all the way around. If somebody comes up and the first thing is like, hey, stranger, I'm going to lop off your ween, that's not great.
Let me just propose a situation here and see what your thoughts are, Dave.
Yes.
What do you think the scariest instrument that could be used?
Rusty hedge clippers. I don't know. It just seems
hedge
like,
clippers?
It would be just like... Because they're kind of the texture of it, you know.
They've been in a shed,
or maybe those
got cobwebs.
Those scissors that they do. You, they ever use those scissors on you, like where they're like kind of thinning out the hair a little
shearing
bit on the top.
Scissors.
Oh, yeah. I like those scissors that give you your hair texture.
They would not cut your weenie off.
I don't think those would,
unless you really, really try.
Let me tell you what my personal nightmare in this scenario
so
would be.
Of course, thought about this
very much.
Uh-huh.
So you know that like entry level saw, the very first saw you ever get. It's got a wood handle, and it's just flexible.
Yeah.
Bendy.
Rusty, been in a shed.
Yeah.
And it bends. And you can't cut through anything, so it would take forever.
And you hear the wah, 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 wah,
well,
wah.
But, like, why would you be there for too long of a time?
This is just, this is my own personal nightmare.
You're shackled.
I feel like you would shackle yourself. Like, this is kind of a weird fantasy.
I don't think so.
Dexter, come get me.
Not even like left-handed scissors.
Then his sister would come in, and it would just—I would just be so annoyed, so annoyed.
None of you guys thought of left-handed scissors in a right-handed person.
That's also not great.
No, because it's difficult to use.
Rusty entry-level saw.
So Carmela Ann Maines, 57 years old, arrested in Clearwater, Florida, after failing to appear in court to face her shoplifting allegations. While she was being processed at the county jail, they did a body scan and discovered something abnormal in her nether regions. During the strip search, they discovered that there was a glass crack pipe that was halfway just blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She tried to explain, guys, this isn't a crack pipe. This is simply an adult toy that I've just, you know, been half using. And so that's why it's...
I mean,
she probably could use that as a toy.
I'm sure you could if you love it enough.
You try hard enough. Mm-hmm.
Maybe she just got confused with the name. I mean, it is called a crack pipe.
Yeah.
What? So I have a question leading out of that.
Oh no!
If you have residue, doesn't that like get stuck up in there?
You know, yeah. I'm not sure, but probably right.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, anybody who's sick. Whenever we hear these stories, that's the first thing I think of is like, did you clean it out?
No.
Or did you stick it up there with all the crack residue?
They're not thinking of.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just kind of like hygiene. I've got this crack pipe. But what should I do with it? Here you go. I'll put it in the old marsupial pouch. And finally, you know, there's times where all of us have been involved in some sort of conversation online.
Marsupial pouches are not that.
Hold up.
Kangaroo pouches are not their lady parts.
Did you see that video that's been going around online about marsupial pouches?
That it's not fuzzy?
Dude, I thought the inside was fuzzy. What the hell is going on
they
inside there?
They shave their pouches.
And tell me again that it's not a kangaroo badge.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney present.
Would
you like special curly fries?
Fast food freakouts.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Jeremy is joining us for a round of fast food freakouts. How are you today, Jeremy?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for hopping on with us. What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
I'm going to go with just McDonald's because it's easy, good drunk food.
My man. Yeah, my man.
There's a couple of places.
You get chicken nuggets when you're drunk?
Why are you?
Oh, yeah, I put them on my hamburger.
Oh. You put them on your hamburger.
This man is a he is a trailblazer.
That sounds foul.
No, that sounds delicious.
That sounds so foul.
Quite literally, that sounds foul.
You put fries on there, too, or you keep them separate?
Fries on there. Come on. Jeremy, you're a monster if you put fries on there, too.
Fries, the sweet and sour, you get all that.
Oh, this man is my brother from another mother.
Be normal and eat your fries first.
Yeah, Jeremy. Yeah. All right. So here's how this works, Jeremy. Mahoney, who is the leading expert in all things fast food in the entire world.
Been to no less than 15,000 McDonald's in North America alone.
There's only 8,000.
There's 13,000, but he's been to the ones that have closed. He shut them down personally.
That's right.
Had to put them out of their misery. So Mahoney is going to try to help you out. So is Audrey. But you've got three choices for each one of these. You got to get two out of the three in order to win today. The first one here, the store policy for returned or unwanted food is to throw it away. So can you really blame this employee? Let's listen to the meltdown.
My food was made wrong.
Yeah.
They remade it. You threw it away.
Correct.
So I want to know why.
I asked if you wanted it or not, and you weren't giving me an answer. So
you throw my food away because I don't give you an answer?
Sorry.
Sorry. That's all you got to say.
Yeah, he just said sorry. Was A, a Burger King, B, a Checkers, or C, a McDonald's?
McDonald's.
It's a McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with the McDonald's.
Yeah, it's a McDonald's, guys.
Easy. Yeah,
we know that company policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we don't know company
policy.
They
don't give you your food back just because it's wrong. It's going in the trash. What do you expect?
Oh, okay,
and
guys.
You touched it, so it's not like they can go, it's like, you know, was this guy trying to stand for food hunger?
Yes.
World hunger? It's like, dude,
then if
you're not
going to
solve
so
world
much,
hunger because your burger had pickles on it, you douche.
Yeah. If you cared so much, you just eat it.
Here we go on to number two. This particular woman.
Oh, Audrey.
I know, dude.
Oh, that was some truth that needed to be told.
Wisdom.
We done, guys?
Hey, we're celebrating Audrey.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Here's number two. This woman wanted to have some items removed after pulling up to the window. So the dreaded at the window order modification.
Switcheroo.
Yeah, not great.
That's too much.
Let's have a listen.
If I don't want my sandwich with everything on it, we're not allowed to.
You said that at the beginning? Because when they put it in, it already prompts up to the front.
Okay, but there's a nicer way to say stuff.
And there's a proper way to order food.
Sorry. If you don't want your job, just quit.
Ma'am, if you don't know how to order food, then go somewhere else.
Wow.
How dare you?
They both were chirping perfectly. No, like, I liked both of their responses. I liked how calm the girl was behind the camera, and I liked how chirpy the girl was behind the register.
Can I hear that first part again? I missed that very first part.
Yeah.
If I don't want my sandwich with everything on it, we're not allowed to
say that at the beginning.
Sandwich.
I was trying to decide. I didn't understand the word sandwich.
Okay.
Sandwich.
Is that sandwich. A Jimmy John's, B, a Subway, C, a Starbucks?
Ooh, that's a Subway drive-thru.
I've seen this one online, too. It's either Jimmy John's or Subway. I'm going to go Subway.
For the win. Yeah.
Hell yeah. This man, legendary. Made us proud. A real American hero.
Excellent job, Jeremy.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I'd like to think that we are a down show. You know, we're always willing to try new things. And there's been a couple of things that have popped onto our radar over the last few days that normally, you know, we're not like the let's do the taste test type of show. But there's a couple of interesting things that popped up. One being, there's prison chips that are now a thing, and there's a couple of people who have asked, hey, if you're not in prison, where do you get prison chips? Producer Pajamas not only found that prison chips were a thing, and they're specifically made just for prisoners.
What
right?
are the name of these prison chips that we have? Because they smell horrendous.
Horrendous?
They're called the whole shebang.
Dude, these smell like crap.
Okay, so there's
two for real. Like he opened the bag, and I'm like, it assaulted my nose.
It's just they kind of smell like vinegar.
Despair.
You know?
I can't smell them.
Okay. You can't smell
them?
They
smell horrible. So we have prison chips. We have the extreme version and the non-extreme. The
original.
They look the same. One's just ribbed for her pleasure.
Yeah, the ribbed ones are the extreme ones, Jordan.
Correct.
Okay.
Are you already eating them?
I'll try one.
Oh, okay. Scary. All right, so which one did you do? The extreme rib for her pleasure, or did you do the regular schmegular Lay's?
I started with the regular schmegular. So okay. Let's all just go ahead and... You guys want to try the regular one?
I don't know.
I don't want to try any of these.
Mahoney and I have the same, we're eating from the same bowl, so I need to, if I'm going to go regular, okay, here I go. They look like Lay's barbecue. Like from the outside, if I'm looking at them, it just looks like a regular Lay's barbecue chip. Dave, what does it taste like? I'm kind of nervous. Mahoney's tasting it. He looks so disappointed.
Well, it's
too much of everything.
It is. It is literally.
Oh, it's like
it's garbage.
It's so sour.
Yeah, it's like sour cream, vinegar, but then there's like barbecue in there. It's literally every potato chip in one flavor, but somehow
oh my God, it is
worse.
Making the back of my throat close.
I don't like them. I'm not going to eat the
extreme
one.
I like sour. I like salt and vinegar chips, but something about those are just.
I've moved on to the extreme now.
The ribbed for our pleasure, not just her pleasure.
I don't think it's
our pleasure.
Is it any different?
It's kind of unnecessarily hot at the end.
Oh, I like these. Ooh.
You like those?
I like those much better.
That's way better.
Because it's got heat.
Yeah,
yum.
I don't know if I've ever said this before because I don't know if I've ever experienced this before.
I like the heat at the end.
I like these.
The heat at the end is good.
The heat seems cheap.
Well,
I don't. I've never experienced
they're
that taste before.
What do you expect? Yeah. They're like 25 cents at commissary. No, actually, I bet that these would cost a lot.
What
no, this
you
is
pay
a delicacy.
These? What did you pay for these, producer Jordan?
For both bags, it was around $20.
What?
$20.
$10
US.
US
bag of chips.
Why?
It's a hot commodity.
What
like, did
in
you
the
like?
World?
Was that the official price, or did you get these on like a secondary Amazon market? Like that
these were from Amazon.
But I mean, did you buy them from like the official whoever dealer is?
I believe because the company that makes them started selling them just wholesale,
uh-huh.
And so I believe that someone bought them wholesale and is repackaging them.
So they're making a pretty because I've seen that happen on certain things. They used to do like if you remember Trader Joe's cookie butter a few years ago, you could find it on Amazon, but it was marked way up. Sriracha right now is there's a sriracha shortage happening right now, and that is marked way up. Also, by the way, Dave. Are you a sriracha guy?
Ma'am. No, my wife is a big sriracha guy.
So is my wife, but my wife recently discovered the Tabasco version of sriracha.
Okay.
She said it's smokier, hotter, overall better.
Interesting.
So, but
okay, so the honest review of these chips, and I think that maybe we should start with the pouring of the drinks. The whole shebang, not good.
Okay, Mahoney is going to go ahead and pop. So cocaine, diet cocaine is what this drink is called that we're about to try. Again, Tom Hanks has made this a popular beverage saying that.
Oh, boy.
Right here, Mahoney. Well, other way.
Okay,
I knew
so
you were going to go to your left.
It is a mixture of diet Coke and champagne.
Yeah, and that's it. So we have little mini Coke cans and the champagne. I don't really know what the ratio is supposed to be. So, I mean, I guess just pick whatever you think. I think I'm going to go with how I do usually my mimosas, like a splash.
Basically all champagne and then a little bit of
a splash of Diet Coke. If you want to watch along, again, twitch.tv/David Mahoney so you can see the whole shebang potato chips and the Diet Cocaine. I will say whenever I was going to purchase these things, I told my boyfriend, I was like, yeah, I got to go pick up Coke and champagne for the show. And he was like, are you guys partying on a regular just work day? And I was like, yeah, man, we're just drinking Diet Coke and champagne.
So I have I've put just a splash of the Diet Coke in there.
What does the coloring look like? Mine actually looks like just like a carbonated Diet Coke.
Everybody I saw
Coke.
Who did this went dark. Went
dark,
like,
mine's
like
pretty
a fair
dark.
Amount.
So right now mine
about
is
a half-half.
Mine
50-50.
Is the consistency of, like if you use like a Keurig pod that has been used too much. And it's like watered down coffee. Yeah. That's what mine looks like right now.
I've got a 50-50 mixture of champagne. And by the way, that is the cheapest champagne I have ever seen in my life. If you heard me struggling with the cap and you finally heard the pop, this is the coarsest.
It was $12.
This is the coarsest metal cap. I had gloves on and it hurt my hand to open.
It was $12.
Guys, I just tried it.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. And our cute little pink cups and our pink little straws. Okay,
that's dramatic.
I don't love it. I don't hate it.
It's not bad. It's actually not bad.
It's fine.
I mean, for cheap champagne.
It tastes like bar mat shots.
I don't like diet soda in general. Give me all the real deal, but that's not bad.
The worst part, did you just go back to a chip you dislike
it? I kind of want a palate cleanser, too.
I don't like that. So, nope. Tom Hanks, you got a bad
taste. I thought
about
getting us some Vouv. Or however you say it, but then I feel like that would have been a waste.
A waste,
money.
Exactly why I got the $12 Andre. I mean, I couldn't afford more, but I got the $12 Andre. The one underneath that was Cook's for $6.
I
would never get a $6.
I would never drink this, but I don't hate this.
Somebody said it's supposed to taste like a root beer float, and they're liars.
Not root beer. It just tastes like champagne with a little bit of Coke in it.
Yeah, it's just a little too sweet for my particular taste.
You don't like sweets.
I don't like sweets.
And this is very, very, very sweet. Yeah. Like, I feel like the Coke is bringing up the sweetness in the champagne.
Hang on, let me add another variable in here. I'm going to go back to my original coffee to see if that helps balance things up.
Yeah, I feel like I need a coffee palate cleanser here as well. Because, I don't know.
That is nice. Yeah, the coffee really balances it out.
I mean, I think that overall, the internet is just a liar. Like, these potato chips aren't great. If you're going to go with any of them, the extreme version.
But
oh, my gosh, it's so spicy. If you're going to go with any of them, the extreme version, rib for her pleasure.
But not those aren't better than any. Those aren't better than Lay's.
No, just those aren't better than Andy Camp Hot Fries. $11 potato chips.
Hell no. They're fine.
And then the internet's telling you that Tom Hanks's drink, Diet Cocaine, is going to be good. It's just not. Just not.
Just remember, the guy that said this was good is also the father of Chet Hanks.
My nose is running from those chips.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
No. Cancel Tom Hanks.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, guys. If Nicolas Cage asked you all to be in a movie with him, would you do it? And what would the movie be about?
Message deleted.
Mary, I don't think there's ever been a human on Earth that has turned down the opportunity to be inside of a movie with Nicolas Cage.
Mine would be an adult film with Nicolas Cage.
What would it be called?
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. And I would dress up like... Chuck E. Cheese, and we would be like a furry slash, be like a little bit of furry porn.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. And I assume since you would be the rat that was in the cage, then you'd be tough.
Yeah.
Please leave a message.
I hope he's listening today.
I hope so too. What up, Nick?
Hey, guys. So just listen to you guys talk about how Chris Pine was too cool to play in a Dungeons & Dragons movie. But I guess you guys forgot that he was Captain Kirk in the rendition of Star Trek. So, yeah, so he's not too cool. And then also I think you're mixing up necrophilia with necromancer. Come on, man. Do better. Look at, you guys have computers in front of your faces. Do a better job. All right. Have a great day, folks.
First off, if you're acting like necromancers never banged, never committed necrophilia, you are out of your damn mind. Because if you can reanimate the dead,
Chris Pine played Captain Kirk. Do you remember that movie when he played Captain Kirk? He was riding a motorcycle with a bomber jacket on. Like, he played a very cool Captain Kirk.
Also, way to defend someone who doesn't know you. Like, I mean, for real though. Like, I mean, also, we weren't even talking. I said that he was just so handsome, and I just didn't understand the fact of what he would be doing.
Yes, like nerd style characters,
but also
out there
on the level of nerd. Nerddom, like Star Trek, is still leaps and bounds ahead of Dungeons and Dragons as far as like on the scale of like what the public considers nerdy.
Right. That just Chris Pine just felt a little off to me. I'm sure he'll do a great job. He's
one of
great
the most
actor.
Beautiful women in the world, Gal Gadot. Mm. Or Gadot, whatever you want to.
We're going with Gadot.
Gadot, you know, when she's not singing Imagine during COVID.
That was her.
But if she, you know, she gets passed because she is easily one of the most beautiful women in the world. Hands down. But
what is up with that? No. Oh, we need to talk about this.
You get a pass. She gets a pass on.
But
whatever.
Is that every man's? Because I've heard this name a lot. I mean, and
there's
like
two
her.
Of them right
well,
now.
She's a good actress. She's a good actress on top of being like obscenely attractive.
There's two of them. Gal Gadot and Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
they don't like it.
Back up.
But
Gal Gadot don't
but
get
the, but
near
the way
me.
She but the gif that lives in my head is like, I want somebody who looks at me the way that Gal Gadot was looking at Chris Pine in that gif, mm-hmm. where she just bites her lip and you're like, holy crap,
boing,
just done. I'm done. I am
I
done.
Hope she gets old and wrinkly.
What is your problem?
Jeez. She's older than you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's a great actress.
Which is hard to believe.
I mean, Wonder Woman 1982 was a train wreck, but that was not her fault.
I just can't get over what a dork this guy sounded like.
Hey, guys. So just listen to you guys talk about how Chris Pine was too cool to play in a Dungeons & Dragons movie.
She's 37.
In a Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Okay. Whew. Also, again, trying to question whether or not I know what a necromancer is. Dude, slow your roll. Trying to come for the king. Better miss.
Nerds!
A better hit.
Nerds!
Can I say one more thing?
If you're shooting at the king, you better miss, son. Otherwise, you're going to jail.
So can I say one more thing about Gal Gadot? So I feel like whenever you guys are like fantasizing about like women, if they don't look like your woman, I feel like we get insecure.
Yes, I understand that. So if your boyfriend said that he thought
Gal Gadot is so hot, I'm like, hang on, I am a transparent looking thumb with blonde hair. That is not even in the same realm.
I like different foods.
I love pizza and tacos. Those are two different worlds.
No, here's the thing, though,
you are willing to have sex with him. Gal Gadot is not.
No, she's
married. That's a big swing.
Dude,
that's a big swing.
That does not make me feel any better.
And her husband's like, gives us those homely-ass dudes a...
No, that doesn't make me feel any better at all. No, he's not
that bad looking. Okay. But I mean, she's way out of his league.
No, like women, yes, like whenever you're like, if I were to look over at my boyfriend's phone, or if your wives were to go look over at your phone, and there are just women, if you're liking the photos, whatever, like that doesn't bother me. But if they don't even have the same like sort of. Like, if they're not, for me, if they're
not blonde, I would be like, that's ridiculous.
No,
you think that's ridiculous.
Like, there's any fallacy.
That's not ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That's not crazy.
I love you, but that is crazy.
That is not crazy.
Let me explain to you why it's crazy. It's because there's people out there that are just inherently attractive, regardless of what their features are, right?
Of course.
To think that I could hold a candle, like if it was me versus Ryan Gosling or Ryan Reynolds or Chris Evans or George Clooney or any of these dudes who are just absolute dreamboats to most women. Do you think that my wife is choosing me over them? No, but they're not available and I am. So there we have it.
And yes. also, we are more attentive lovers.
Yes.
We care, you know, because we're not as attractive. So we have to try harder.
So do you think that a more attractive woman would be less attentive as a lover to you?
I mean,
in my experience, generally, yes.
I mean, if you are a 10, I mean, if I look at the one or two people who I've been in a relationship with over the years.
You say the one or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
You look at the, I take like just physically the best looking person. They were one of the worst. Easily. They didn't care. They just didn't.
No.
It's not everybody. No. But
stop being such a little brat.
Also.
Doesn't look like me.
I didn't see, but the difference is, I mean.
It's not me. I should be your number.
That's even better. What if it's somebody that looks just like you?
That's creepier.
Yes, there's another version of you out there. Yeah, Kanye,
with all the Kim clones?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Dude, that's creepy.
Just, how about I just say you just close your eyes and we're fine.
I don't know, man. Like, for me...
How about you stop looking at my phone, you creep?
Yeah.
I'm not looking at phones.
If you date somebody and, like, you break up with them, don't you kind of want, like, something different? I don't want more of the same. I'm like, there's a reason this didn't work. I want something that's almost like the polar opposite of where I was at previously.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, talk more about that.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you could have any exotic animal as a pet, which one would you choose? I love snakes and would love an anaconda. I just don't know where I'd keep it.
Message deleted.
Did you see that video of those guys in the boat messing with that big-ass anaconda?
I mean, that thing had to have been 20 feet long.
And like the
terrifying.
And probably the size of our body.
Yes.
Like, or whatever. I don't know what our circumference is.
What's your gene size, 38?
No. 36.
36. Sorry.
Even though that sits much below my belly.
I don't know about you guys. Exotic pets for me, not so much. We're actually talking about that later on in the show today. If you've ever had like an a-hole pet, we'd love to hear about it. You can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. But we've already got a bunch of comments coming in on social media. And one of the big things that we're seeing is that outside of cats, most of the a-hole animals are like exotic pets.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I would go back to ferrets. I loved having ferrets growing up.
Ferrets weasels?
Yes, they're slinky rats.
They're loving, they're slinky caring, rats.
No,
beautiful animals.
I see, one of my favorite influencers online is, she has a weasel named Luigi. Or a ferret named Luigi.
I love that name.
Can you have a weasel?
Is that legal?
I think weasels are more angry. Ferrets are more docile.
Oh, like the domesticated version.
You know what?
Weasels are bigger.
Legal Weasel is a good cover band name.
It is.
Legal Weasels. Yeah.
Who goes to see the Leaky Weasies?
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So have you ever had a pet that was just a total a-hole? 833-YO-DUMMY if you want to call or text us. This one texted over to 833-YO-DUMMY from Chuck. He said, my cat was on the back porch the other morning, and it was very cold outside. He was crying, whining like he wanted to come in. He finally started scratching on the glass door, so of course I walked over to let him in. The bastard just looked at me, turned around, and walked away. What an a-hole.
Wow.
Just like, nah, come over here. Yeah. Hey, hey,
hey, Chuck,
hey,
Chuck,
hey.
Charlie, come over here. Open the door. See you in hell.
Ogre in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, my mom's cat enjoyed sleeping on top of the fridge and would frequently kick the freezer door open. Once defrosted an entire turkey along with the rest of the contents.
My man.
Which, I mean, that cat has some lower body strength.
Yeah, that's
able to kick open a freezer door.
Some cat quads right there. Mary joining us this morning. Hello, my sweet princess.
How are you, Dave?
Excellent. So you had a dog that was a bit unruly?
Oh, yeah. Destiny, she was wonderful. She was a wonderful dog, but she had separation anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we would go out the door to go to work, she ate half of the wall and the front door.
Ate half the
Not
wall
even kidding.
And the front door. Hmm.
Yeah, the front door and half of the wall. We had to replace it ourselves because it was apartments.
Did you ever think about loaning that dog out to, like, one of those demolition companies?
No, we had a cop try to buy her one time. No, Metro Cop wanted her because she loved lights. You know, the police, she loved them.
Was she familiar with the lights, Mary?
I think she may be in another life.
Perhaps,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, Mary, thanks for the call.
Good
appreciate it
from you.
This one on our Facebook, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney. It's from Sarah. She actually posted a picture shaming him. I don't think he's going to mind. It's a green parrot. She said, this is
Kat. Let me see this parrot.
It's a pretty small parrot.
Does it look like a parrot?
I had one of those.
Little guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's I think that's
like a cockatiel or whatever.
Sunbird, I believe, or something like that.
Okay, so it's a bird.
She said, this is Kevin. Kevin is an a-hole. He bites all the time. You can give him a treat, and he will pick it up and then spit it out so he can bite you.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
So have you ever had a pet, or perhaps do you currently have a pet that is a total a-hole to you? 833-YO-DUMMY. Rata said this is Zion, posted a picture. He's just he's an old boy. He's like an old German shepherd. So he has a lot of opinions and make sure everyone hears them. He will literally just lay on his bed and bark and bark and bark and bark and bark. And he hates everyone except for me, which sounds endearing, but it kind of sucks when I have company over and he won't shut up. Mm. And he's also lazy. And so he'll just lay in his bed and bark the whole time.
Sounds like the best dog ever.
What? No. Barking dogs, whenever you have them, are you start to kind of like tune them out. But if they're not your dogs, it's really hard.
It's the beeping and the smoke detector.
Fire alarm, yep.
I love old, but like dogs with gray in their face. Oh, God, I love like an old.
Yeah, shout out to senior dogs.
Like a golden retriever or a German shepherd with a lot of gray in their face. I just like, I love you so much.
I know. I love senior dogs, too. I will say this, too. Whenever we're thinking about dogs barking.
Sorry. What's wrong with that?
Sorry. No, nothing. We just got a text. I'll share it with you in a second. Sorry for
I was like, are you laughing
what
at
happened?
Senior dogs,
yeah.
You son of a bitch?
No.
We'll come over there.
I was so confused.
Oh, sorry. You want me to read it now?
Please do. 833-YO-DUMMY.
This one texted over to us from 702. Said, my mom had a boxer, and that dog bit me on the ball so hard that I vomited instantly.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. On social media at Dave and Mahoney. This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So we're talking about pets that are a-hole pets. Maybe you've had one over the years. Maybe you currently have one. 833-YO-DUMMY. Jessica posted a short video, said he is so special to us, and he makes sure not to give a hoot who is present either. House full of guests? Not worried. Let me get my blanket and get busy. And here's the video. It is a golden retriever.
Oh, he's just humping
the
hell out of it.
Absolutely just slamming his precious blanket on the side of the couch.
Because it's fuzzy.
Yeah.
I feel like dogs do that to fuzzy things.
Is it?
Did you notice that there's another dog on the couch?
Just watching.
No, just trying to kind of ignore what's going on. You see the other dog there?
Give him
corner?
His privacy.
Like, you go ahead and finish that, buddy.
Blue used to hump a teddy bear that we had for him, but it never humped it.
Did you get it specifically for humping?
No, it just kind of turned to his little hump baby, and whenever he would hump, though, it was never from, it was always the face.
I mean, isn't that like, do they call that like person style?
I don't know.
If you're going that way?
I don't know.
It's like...
Do dogs have a word for that?
I don't know.
You've co-opted us, so now we're going to turn it around on you?
This is
instead of doggy style.
Yeah.
It's human style.
This one from Lauren said, my first cat, Trixie, he hated me. He would sit by my parents' bedroom door and would be on their bed, and I would literally have to run past their room to my room and slam the door shut. Otherwise, he would attack me and rip me to shreds.
Oh, just you're a prisoner in your own home.
Yeah. This one from Michelle said, warning, don't read this if you're easily grossed out. Walking my dog, I don't let him crawl under bushes because I don't know what's under there. Could be a rat, skunk, etc. Well, one night I'm not paying attention, and he crawls under a bush and comes out with something in his mouth. Occasionally, he picks up treasures on our walks, and he makes a beeline for home. I couldn't see what he had. No big deal. We get home, and he drops his treasure on the floor, and it's a used tampon.
Oh.
A used tampon.
I mean, that's common.
I lost my mind.
Come on, man.
What sort of nasty person is throwing her tampon in a bush? Freaking bush?
In a bush.
I called the vet and said, there's really nothing communicable that could hurt your dog.
No.
Just a lot of ick factor there.
I mean, whenever you think about, like, your dog, if you do not have a proper lid for your trash can in your bathroom, your dog is more than likely going to go through your stuff.
Yeah.
And that is on you. Like, that if your dog gets to your tampons, like, that is on you. Same with your underwear. We talked about that earlier. If you are, like, laying your dirty underwear on the ground to where your dog can get to it, that is stank.
Dave, this might be a good talking about dogs that are humping things. It's good to be king. And our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, I tell my kids, when boy dogs are doing that action, it's because their junk itches, and it's a way for them to scratch that itch.
Well, in a roundabout way, aren't we all just trying to scratch the itch?
This is Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
833-YO-DUMMY is the phone number. Have you ever had a pet that was just a total a-hole? Lainey, who has been a longtime listener of the show, named her cat Murder Betty.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty fitting, considering the story. Murder Betty will stalk anyone who walks near her and then cling to them like Velcro. She'll come over like she is going to rub on you and then just suddenly bite and slash you while looking you in the eye.
Oh.
She will also keep all the other cats cornered in a room and sit there for hours. 5 years and many scars later, we still have to sometimes bribe her by offering treats just to walk down the hall or up the stairs. But then she will cuddle with my daughter when she gets home from school like nothing ever happened.
I mean, she has her favorites, but also I feel like you named her Murder Betty, so she became what you named. You know, this was like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Had you named her Cuddle Betty, she'd probably be the cuddliest little cat ever.
This maybe is a similar situation about misnaming your pet. Ivan on Facebook, facebook.com/Dave Mahoney, said, I had a cat named Vader. Darth Vader.
Cool.
Always used to catch snakes, birds, rabbits bigger than him and drag them in through the cat door and let them go in the house.
Oh,
so
no.
He had a contained way of playing with them and they couldn't fully escape. Nothing like a screaming jackrabbit in the kitchen at 2 a.m. or a damn snake in the bathroom, both of which have happened.
He is like Kevin from Home Alone. He's lured them in.
Yeah.
So I heard a rumor whenever pets do that, it's because they're trying to show
like
that
gratitude.
They love you or whatever gratitude, but also because they think that you're not a good hunter.
Oh, really?
So they bring their hunt in for you.
Look how fat I am. You think I'm lacking meals, dog?
They're just bringing it in for you. They're making your life easier because they love you so much and you're not good at hunting.
Look, we don't need your help, cat. I have an Albertsons down the street.
They don't know that.
You idiot. Where do you think all these delivered groceries come from?
Where do you think you get your cat food?
Do you think the cat's just stunting because he thinks there's a bigger cat that brings you a bunch of bag full of groceries and leaves them on your front doorstep and rings the bell
it's
and
like
leaves?
Santa. You know, actually, I think all of these pet
Santa
stories
Claus.
Are warranted because, and like total, I'm validating this behavior because if I had to eat the same thing every single day like that, I would go bananas.
What's
I would
wrong
go
with eating
absolutely
the same thing
bonkers.
Every single day?
At least you get to taste eggs. Theirs is like hard kibble bits.
But we're seeing a resurgence now in
people
like
cooking for their
fancier
pets?
Food for dogs and cats and their animals. Like, you wouldn't eat this, so why would you feed this to something you love the most?
For sure. I actually think the reason for that, though, Mahoney, is because people aren't having kids and their pets are becoming their kids.
Sure.
And as you're getting older, you're like, you know what? That same exact thought. I'm going to cook some eggs and rice and boiled chicken for my pets.
Brian maybe got a little too adventurous here with the exotic animals. He said, I once had a monkey feces everywhere.
Oh my God!
Why is also, it illegal to have a monkey?
Not small monkeys.
Most places,
you, I think you can get a permit for it, depending on where you're at.
Also had peacocks. Loudness at the crack of dawn one time led to a visit from the cops suspecting domestic abuse because they were screaming like idiots. I had a raccoon that bit, growled, and then bit some more. And I had a parrot who was easily the worst. He bit like the raccoon, screamed like the parrot, and feces everywhere like the monkey.
Does this guy have a good wild animal story? Like, does he live on a sanctuary? Why does he have so many bizarre pets?
No, old Brian Exotic over here. No good stories.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Are you an old... Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, unpopular opinion. I don't think Tom Morello is that great of a guitarist. He just uses a lot of pedal effects. Tell me I'm wrong.
Message deleted.
You're wrong. I've listened to Tom Morello for, 30 years now, probably. I mean, I remember kids wearing Rage Against the Machine shirts in junior high when People of the Sun first came out. And I've seen Tom Morello in Rage, seen Tom Morello in Audioslave. To call him a middling guitarist or not that good, I can't agree with it.
So if you want to get technical here, there are many more guitarists who are way more technical than Tom Morello. But the problem with a lot of these technical guys, they're like, this is just speed metal slowed down, played with a bunch of distortion on Tom Morello's part. The difference is Tom Morello knows how to write a catchy hook. And if you don't know how to write a hook, or if you don't know how to write a melody that is catchy that people will gravitate towards, I feel like that's the more important part of musicianship.
Well, Tom Morello's done a really unique thing in that he has figured out how to have a unique sound with a standard guitar, right? And that's very difficult to do because everyone's operating with the same tools. Tom Morello has a sound.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't even need to be standing up for Tom Morello because this guy is just an idiot. I mean, like, who else comes before? Like, you didn't even give us a second option. Like, if you're saying Tom Morello is just, like, basic guitarist.
If you're like, okay, Tom Morello is not as good of a guitarist as Kirk Hammett from Metallica or something like that.
Nuno Betancourt from Extreme.
Sure, you can make all
sorts. But you're just saying things to get a rise out of people and, like, create a defense for Tom Morello that doesn't need to exist. Like, he's clearly Tom Morello for a reason.
It's like food, sports teams, whatever. Let people like what they like. Who cares why they like it?
It's all subjective.
Yep. You can't tell me why I'm wrong because I like something.
Exactly.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the best type of cheese in your opinion? Like, if you could only use one cheese on everything from now on.
Message deleted.
Gouda.
First
is my
off,
go-to.
There's a lot of correct answers to this, I think, because again, everyone's got their own favorite thing.
Gouda.
Colby Jack cheese.
Because it's so versatile?
It's so good. Mm. I could just eat a block of that. Mm. And I used to as a kid.
I like aged cheddars. Man. Aged cheese, they have a funk to them, man. That's like my jam these days.
So you want to hear about some funky cheese? Mm. Yesterday, I went to go make a little like turkey wrap. Mm-hmm. And I had a bag of aged cheddar.
Okay.
And you know, the bag cheese is tons of preservatives.
Is it the shredded ones?
Yes.
Oh, I hate
so, but the preservatives and then like I could have had that for a year and it wouldn't have
never
gone bad.
Bad.
Yeah,
it'd be
so,
fine.
But during Christmas we had made macaroni and cheese with aged cheddar and we had grated it. So we were like, well, let's just put it back in the cheddar bag.
Oh, it molds.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Guys!
So quick.
I opened up the bag and it was like a mustard gas bomb.
Yep.
It smoked. I didn't even know that mold became smoky. I opened it. I seriously thought that I was going to die.
Don't
I was
watch
like,
The Last of Us.
Holding
the fungus.
My breath.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, fungus and mold.
Yeah.
Mm, that's how it's going to get us.
Isn't it just penicillin though, or no?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. But I opened it up and I started holding my breath.
Yeah.
I was like, this is going to be it. I'm going to die by cheese.
You're going to start the zombie apocalypse because that one bag of cheese.
It could have grown legs.
The fungus starts with her.
But isn't that wild? Do you feel like whenever you find something moldy that you immediately need to like bleach out your fridge because like it's just been living in there for so long?
Let me ask you this.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you like when you find a moldy piece of bread in the loaf?
Oh man, I just take it out.
Do you go back to the other pieces of bread?
Right there, far enough.
Man, I've been so broke that I've just ripped off the moldy.
I'm not talking when you're broke. I'm talking today.
today. I would probably just take that piece out.
I throw the whole thing.
No. Whole loaf doesn't go.
But
just that piece.
Just the piece.
But yeah. I don't know if I'm weird on this, but I keep all my bread in the fridge.
Yes.
But it doesn't mold. Some people
do that. That's a lot.
Because for whatever reason, if I don't keep it in the fridge in my house, my bread molds in like 3 days.
You're basically a single person in your household eating the bread. Because, well, I guess your wife eats.
Not the same bread.
Not as much as.
Yeah. Are you still on that Ezekiel bread?
I've got some Ezekiel bread, but I've got that, which that never molds. Or at least in my
because there's none of the wheat in it, right?
But the yeah,
why
it's
is
just
it called
sprouts.
Ezekiel bread? Is that just like a random Bible name they chose?
Because
like where's Methuselah bread?
Did Ezekiel do something with bread?
Who is Ezekiel? Did he do something?
He died of dysentery and created bread in the process.
Nah, man, that's Oregon Trail.
I'm looking it up. How do you even spell? First of all, do you spell Ezekiel?
Ezekiel.
That sounds about right.
Ezekiel Bible. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Ezekiel lusted after their lovers. Oh. What? About genitals? Oh, what?
That is a naughty loaf.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
I know that Bossy Rossi is not going to like this question, but considering that he passed away, I don't think we have to worry about that anymore.
R.I.P. Yeah, Bossy Rossi.
Is Tom Brady a douche?
I mean, he's the most winningest football player history.
Not his game on the field. Like
off the field?
Off the field. Has he become a douche?
I would be a douche, too. I'd be a way bigger douche.
We can both agree on that. Of course we would. Like, you give us any level of success, and we're giant douchebags.
I think he's held it together pretty well for being as handsome as he is, rich as he is, and as successful. I mean, he does cringy things, but again, I don't live that life. I don't understand what being the greatest player of all time could be. Possibly feel like
in the biggest sport in the best country. Yeah.
On the other side of that, now that I'm thinking, we think about the other greatest player of any sport of all time would be Wayne Gretzky, and he's beloved, great tipper, doesn't have a lot of controversy, and
same thing with Michael Jordan though. I mean, like there's been some stuff over the years,
but nothing crazy.
Yeah,
he's just a competitor.
Part. Yeah,
his biggest complaint is that he treated me too hard to win a game.
Do you guys know who Jim Gray is? He's a legendary broadcaster. Like you guys recognize that?
Yeah,
he's
been around for a billion years.
Forever. He has a podcast, and he had Tom Brady on. And the thing that makes me ask about Tom Brady being a douche is, Jim Gray's asking Tom now that the season's over for the Bucks, like, what's your plans next? And he kind of freaked out on Jim Gray, which. Seems strange.
That's a pretty common question that most people, if you are in the world of interviewing or media, you would ask Tom Brady because that's kind of what people want to know.
Here's the clip. You guys have a listen.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You've said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
I can tell.
I mean, he brings it back.
Yeah,
he brings it back there
because
at the
that's
end.
The that's on Jim being a good interviewer. Just he diffused the situation.
Sure.
Yeah. And I do think that Tom was a little out of line cursing at him like that.
Well, it's a podcast. Yeah. I mean, he was insane. You know, he was cursing, but not cursing at Jim Gray.
Mm.
And also, like, our delicate sensibilities can't hear Tom Brady say the F word.
No, it has nothing to do with my delicate sensibilities, because I would have cried. I would have been like, why are you going to leave
But
me?
You also cry at Titanic.
At commercials with
Willow,
babies and old people.
Harry Potter.
Yeah,
I mean, some of those Downey commercials do hit, though.
Dude. What the heck? The Pampers commercials with the cute babies just waddling everywhere? What the heck?
Have you guys seen the Subaru old dog commercials?
Yeah.
Dude, why would you do that to a Subaru?
They can get into the back a little bit easier.
I love old dogs, but it just makes me sad knowing that they're not going
to
be here.
Yeah, so take that, senior old dogs.
But maybe that's Tom Brady. He is that senior old dog walking down the down the road.
He is. Let's help you get into your next part of your career there, buddy.
Do you know what got me the other day? I saw a quality dad joke about Subarus. Do you know what you get if you drive a Subaru backwards?
What's that?
You are a bus.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash on Dave and Mahoney.
Quick relationship check to start Pop Trash today. Producer Pajamas, you're still a single man, right?
Correct.
I don't know if you're planning on celebrating Valentine's Day this year and if you have any plans, but I think that they're doing this intentionally with the release, and I use that term very appropriately, of the Harley Quinn, a very problematic Valentine's Day special, which is set to premiere February 9th, just before Valentine's Day on HBO Max.
Is that a animated special, or is this like the Margot Robbie Harley Quinn?
It is an adult animated series.
Okay, so
his alley.
The one thing that kind of DC does well better than Marvel, the Marvel animated stuff outside of What If has kind of been trash. But the DC animated stuff, the Batman and Superman stuff, has been really good. So, okay. Interested in that. Valentine's Day falling on a Tuesday this year, if anybody was planning.
Okay, well, you guys don't really do Valentine's Day, right? Like, you're like anti-Hallmark holidays.
Yeah, we don't care.
Dave, do you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
I don't know, perhaps.
Because it's a Tuesday. I mean, that's like a good day to get a babysitter.
Doing anything on a Tuesday, though. That just sounds...
It's a work day. Maybe the Saturday before, Saturday after.
Which, by the way, if you're going to make those reservations...
You're already too late, probably.
On a Tuesday? It's the Tuesday after the Super Bowl this year, too.
Yeah.
So the Saturday...
So nobody's going out on the Monday.
No, definitely not.
So if and your family Sunday's does not care about the Super Bowl, go on Monday.
See what you should do? Wait for the following weekend, because that's a long weekend for some people, because President's Day.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Or you could just... follow my lead and not do anything just and just love anything, your significant other just love them all year
every
round.
Day of the year. We don't need to pigeonhole it into one day. What's the gaslighting thing that you do? It's not that I love you more on this day, so I shouldn't have to show it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also
don't need
love
to be
that
told
too.
When to love you more.
I love
but
you
the
all the
colors
time.
Are so cute, pink and red, and like the flowers. And I am a sucker for heart shaped jewelry too, by the way. Like everybody's like so anti that, but I think it is so cute.
I think that that is a very subtle hint that you're dropping right now, live on air, is that you really like.
Is he driving right now?
Is he driving?
Call our friend over at the jewelers.
Heart-shaped jewelry.
Girls right now are probably eye-rolling at that, but
no,
I love it.
No, the first year my wife and I got together, I bought her a diamond heart-shaped pendant from the jewelers.
Oh, my gosh, how cute.
And that was the last Valentine's Day gift I got her. And we're like, no, after this, I got you. You're locked.
Well, I know that your wives love, like, they kind of, like, buy themselves the flowers because women generally do love flowers and men are just, like, so busy. I mean, and you guys never go to the store. We always do.
And I get the wrong flowers. Like, I bought my wife flowers before and she's like, oh. And you can tell that she doesn't really like him.
Do you know what her favorite flower is?
Of course I do.
I try to put you on the spot. Yeah. My wife is a stargazer lily, and that's why I was asking.
The lilies,
if they were the same.
Yes. I think the lilies are top tier.
She also loves lilies, for sure.
You know what I love, but they're seasonal, are those hydrangeas or whatever. But yeah. I learned that you have to soak their petals. Like, you don't do it how you do other plants.
You do?
You put them bottom. You soak their little butts, like the petals. You dunk them in water, and
what?
Then they. Yes.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I didn't either. Sometimes just you gotta water things from different areas.
I'm impressed with people with a green thumb who keep plants alive, have a garden. That's cool as hell.
I can't even keep indoor mint alive. Dead basil, dead elevate, dead.
I got a rosemary bush in front of my house.
Does it stay alive?
I mean, yeah, it's been there for 10 years. It's just it's like a big prickly bush.
Wait, it's just a bush?
Pick the fresh rosemary off?
I've done that for like Thanksgiving and thrown it on the turkey.
That is awesome.
Nice touch.
Yeah. Wow.
Also a nice touch here for Justin Bieber. He just made $200 million
good
by selling his catalog of music. So, yeah, good for him.
Following in Taylor Swift's steps.
Yeah. Well, I think you look at all the other like kind of heritage artists who have done this. You know, you're looking at these guys who are selling these catalogs for hundreds of millions of dollars. And a lot of them are older artists. And Bieber is still a relatively young man.
Not even 30 yet, right?
You're going to walk away with $200 million, and you still have the ability to create all the music that you ever could possibly want if you wanted to, and also sell it when it's at a high.
Still tour and everything else. Why not?
Well, but take your hits and remaster them the same way that Taylor did with the, here's all of the songs, here's my entire catalog, just new, and your fans, especially Justin Bieber fans, would eat that up, and then you make more money.
I do think that with a lot of these deals, I think there are clauses that they don't do that. No, Taylor's is different because hers was bought by Scooter Braun and his group of people, so that was kind of contentious. But Bieber,
Scooter is attached to Bieber too.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he did it willingly.
Bieber sold the master recordings, yeah, and the neighboring rights. But $200 million, yeah, good for him. So I think that we can all agree, like, Justin Bieber has gotten better with age.
Certainly, I mean,
even with all the money and all the success, I mean, he started out very young, very famous, acted like kind of a douchebag.
Who
like I think we
at
all
18?
Would,
and also
18,
I think his dad was
old.
Kind of a
yeah,
well, out of his
you
life.
Know, kind of a John Gosselin douche
exactly.
level of influence.
But kind of going the other way, Conor McGregor. I mean, Conor McGregor.
He's been trending down for years
for
now, though.
For years. And then he's you know, just juiced out of his mind.
But he's made,
that's how
he's
it looks.
Made some smart business decisions. That fight with Floyd, he made a ton of money. Yep. The proper 12, whatever that horrible whiskey is called, has made him a $1 billion. And
so the latest
trash.
Problem that Conor McGregor is having is that there is a young lady that is accusing him of being on his yacht, and they were having some party in July uh-huh. of last year, and he started to insult her appearance, and that's right before he kicked her in the stomach and punched her and threatened to drown her. The woman was so scared, according to, again, these are allegations, you know, like this still needs to be sussed out, but according to her allegations, she was so scared, she feared for her life, and she jumped off the yacht to swim to safety.
What
yeah.
in the world? Listen, let me tell you this. I mean, we're going to say allegedly all day, right? And because that's what you have to do, innocent until proven guilty. But if this happened for real, was he drunk out of his mind?
I mean, probably.
Does he behave this way sober?
I mean,
because
we've seen him attack old guys, that old
exactly.
guy in the pub.
Take the booze away from him is
always,
what I'm going to say. Take the
always,
booze away.
Always messed up, man.
This
like,
is, I mean, this is, a big,
social,
this is a big, I mean, a big, these are big allegations. This sounds much worse than, you know, him slapping the old guy.
Slapping the old guy
because
he wouldn't drink his crappy proper 12 whiskey
stupid,
is one thing.
But like,
insulting somebody and then kicking them in the stomach and punching them in the face, a young lady who then has
if
to jump
true.
Off the, if it's true.
Yeah.
So
how
do
you behave like this when you were drunk and not realize you have a problem and put the booze down?
Nobody tells you no.
Yeah. Conor McGregor has a really bad habit of not surrounding himself with real ones. Like people are going to tell him, hey, bro, like you're out of control. You're starting to lose it.
Krusty Andy said, if this
how
is
you lose
true,
everything.
He said, hopefully, if this is true, I hope Connor gets a proper 12 years in prison.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is one deal breaker you have on a first date? Mine is not leaving a good tip or being rude to a server.
Message deleted.
Yeah, those are deal breakers if they are constantly talking about their ex or, you know, how...
Constantly on your phone.
If they're on their phone, if they're not a
constantly,
good listener, if they're,
constantly
yes, if they're not a
phone,
good
yes.
listener, if every time that you bring something up, they always circle it back to themselves and they're only interested in talking about themselves.
I've heard two thoughts of that. You know, sometimes those are just people who are nervous trying to relate.
Sure. But
I've heard that before.
You can tell the difference between somebody who's nervous and a narcissist. And
sometimes you can.
Yeah. Well, unless they're a really good narcissist.
Yeah. Years of practice over here.
But I mean, honestly, if we're being real. If it's been a long time,
put up with a lot.
Very, very few things are deal breakers.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, long-term deal breakers, yes.
Short-term,
we'll deal with a lot.
Let's have fun.
I'm trying to think of what deal breakers are for me. Because usually if the deal breaker happens, it happens before the date actually happens.
No tattoos?
Ooh, yeah. Well, I mean, come on, I'm shallow. You gotta look a certain way.
Beard, tattoos, check, and then we'll get to everything else.
Yeah, you have to look like a book of sticker art.
Yeah, you got to look like an extra from Sons of Anarchy in order to make the cut.
Better kept
nah,
beard, though.
See, I don't know. It's not the Sons of Anarchy thing, because it's more like I really like when men dress well, and then when you take the shirt off, and then it's like, oh, you're fun under there. Does that make sense?
Oh, so you want them to dress well, yeah, look like hot, look, and then also look hot naked.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
It's like a layer.
Seems like a lot of work.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean? I found one. It worked out.
Yeah, you could be that picky.
Yeah, we. Us, we're just like, are you
like us?
Are you available?
And you can put up with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We're good.
Let's get married.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I thought I'd share what I like for helping exercise at home. Now that Dave has a Switch, look into the Nintendo Switch Ring Fit. It is only one player, but I find it to be very helpful and kind of turn exercise into a game. You do have to focus on your form and hold yourself accountable, but it does make for a welcome distraction while you're getting that work in.
Message deleted.
I'm with you. That's not for me, really. Like, when it comes to working out, I've just got to make the commitment. If I take one step towards the gym, I'm good. It's just that first step, right?
I was like, looking at photos. Do you ever look at photos of when you were, like, ripped?
I try not to.
No. I only look at photos where I somehow look worse.
They didn't have photographs back then.
In the cameras late 90s. Were not invented.
Yeah, no, those didn't exist.
Literally just 6 months ago, that was me. I had a six pack.
Yeah, heck yeah. But now you're in a relationship. You can just relax a little bit.
Well,
also, there was the holidays in there. You know, there's a lot of reasons to.
Life changes.
Yeah.
You'll get back.
Yeah,
also,
for
it doesn't
sure.
matter.
I mean, I don't look bad, but I definitely don't look like that.
Well, but
that's who was that?
That was super single Audrey is what that was.
Yeah, after a hard workout, too. So you're judging on these unrealistic standards.
Man.
Take a picture like of you like 20 minutes later just like sitting around on the couch.
Oh,
that's you should judge
that's
yourself.
Fair. Yeah, because I didn't really ever actually look like that. I was flexing so hard.
Yeah.
No, but whenever you were talking about accountability and things like that, Dave, do you ever find yourself like setting appointments with your Apple Watch? Because you do the Apple Fitness right?
Thing. Yeah.
Because you're very routine.
Yeah.
No, you have to put it as a part of your routine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like a specific time of the day where I'm like, okay, this is when I have to get the workout in or it passes. But I always, you know, the Apple Watch does a good job of shaming you. Like there's something to that, I feel. Like where at the end of the day, it's like, I've noticed you haven't moved. What up with that? You're not being as active as you normally are, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't get those alerts on my phone or on my watch. I just started wearing mine again. But mine never is like, I mean, I think maybe just because I mute the standing
alerts.
Thing.
Yeah.
Because
that one's
so annoying.
So annoying.
Because I'm not going to just stand because you tell me to.
But, yeah. I mean, it also reminds you that you've been sitting for 50 minutes.
But that's our job.
Well, we can get up.
We're not going to be the stand-in show.
I mean, we can get up and, like, walk. I mean, you got to walk, like, for, like, 1 minute.
We ain't doing that.
No.
Mine's, like, 1 minute, I think.
Yeah. You know what? We should get those little walking things.
We shouldn't do any of that stuff.
Underneath our chairs. Those are a hit right now. I'm seeing them everywhere. Because everybody's working from home.
Do you want to make it hotter in here? Do you want us all sweating in this compact studio? Like that's good. We're gonna get some funk in here. Nah, we can't.
Also, I feel like you gotta be careful here, Audrey, because you know Mahoney is the king of efficiency. If you start telling him that he can get his walks done while doing the morning show, I feel like he's gonna do that, so he'll have more napping and call of duty time.
I'm just trying to create space for you to live your life to
also,
the fullest.
When I work out, I get gassy too, and we can't have
you
that.
You fart and walk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, that's like the little turbo jets, a little nitrous kicking in as I'm walking.
You need some Heelys.
So mad.
You need some Heelys. You need jet set.
Turn it on.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are horses the most farted on animals?
Message deleted.
Definitely. You just imagine a poor horse. First off, you don't want a human on your back, and then as soon as they get on there, you're just ripping ass.
But at least you have a saddle in between you. I think dogs probably eat more laying on the couch.
Yeah, because they always snuggle right between, like, if you're a side layer, your dogs will lay, like, right here, like, right by your butt.
Can you imagine
having
that kind of...
But it's a two-way street, because you fart on your dog farts back on you.
And if they lay underneath the covers?
Oh, you're Dutch.
Poor guys.
Think if you had a bloodhound with, like, the super sense of smell.
And they started to like it.
Oh, you creep.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So we've all been in that situation where there is some sort of drama online that we have made the mistake of wading into. And I think that over the years that we've gotten a lot better at that, right? It's like there's people chirping about whatever and you're just like, I'm just going to ignore
it. I am over any sort of online argument whatsoever. I'm not wasting 1 minute of my time with
anything right. online anymore.
When the internet first came around and there started to be a lot more interaction on social media, that's when a lot of us had to learn that lesson, like arguing with trolls does no good. And you know, the whole
Idiots. Yeah. I feel like 90% of it's not trolls. I at least respect trolls because if you're doing it and they're getting enjoyment out of pissing you off, I respect that. But you're just arguing 99% of the time with idiots.
So, Reddit is like the only place where I feel like people really go back and forth now.
Reddit's. I mean, there's still a lot on Facebook. Top comment usually is pretty good. It's pretty funny. Then the rest is just.
So a sheriff's department posted a Facebook photo of a wanted individual. His name is Kyle Willingham. And they said that he is wanted in multiple jurisdictions, is known to be armed and dangerous. And old Kyle just could not, he could not resist the urge to disagree with them about how he was being portrayed. And so he responded saying, I'm not dangerous and I literally don't even own a weapon. But I guess if you talk S to a cop who feel like you have your rights violated, their ego will get in the way and they will try to destroy you. They will even tell lies to pull you over just hoping you don't know your rights. In response, the deputy replied, two sides to every story. Hopefully, you will turn yourself in tomorrow. If you want to come tonight, we work 24/7. If not, we will be seeing you soon.
Okay. I mean, do you feel like the cop had to respond on Facebook? I also feel like...
Yeah, that's pretty petty, too.
What are we doing here?
Some little D energy all the way around.
I mean, it's just everybody is just petty. Like, I don't necessarily want petty from my law enforcement officials.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can appreciate it from, you know, private citizens, but like, or in your private time, but like...
But what if he is a petty officer?
That's the military, Dave.
Oh.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
Because your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.